New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
Everyone, and welcome. This is Haley.
And this is Joko.
And you're tuning in to the Permission to Stand podcast, where you get your daily dose of K-pop talk every Thursday.
It's actually a weekly dose, but I guess a daily dose. Daily dose of your K-pop stand. Oh, so this intro is kind of backwards just because, as you can tell, my voice is... I lost my voice. Mm-hmm. Literally, it was gone for like a day.
I feel like Joko's been sick a lot lately.
And, it's still almost there, and I told Haley, do the intro for us.
I was sweating, guys. And I don't know why I was so nervous.
This is also the fourth take, because the first three, she just started laughing like a crazy person. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's actually a weekly podcast, so weekly dose, Haley, of K-pop talk, news updates. I wasn't supposed to be talking this much during the intro, but I guess I am already. Mm-hmm. And don't forget to like, subscribe, hit that notification bell, and because that always helps when you like, follow, subscribe. It shares with everyone else that this is a fairly decent K-pop podcast. Mm-hmm. And Haley, where else can they check us out?
Find us on Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast, and you can send us DMs there if you want to contact us.
Okay, hopefully my voice is better next week, so mm-hmm. we don't have to ever do that again. And we're gonna be talking about some 17. Haley, help just chime in. What else are we talking about?
We are going to be talking about all the music videos that we recently watched. There's Le Sserafim and Hypen.
XG is something that we listen to.
Oh, yeah, XG, Stray Kids.
We have Twice. Mm-hmm. We have, of course, BTS. We have a little Blackpink, more like Rosé. Mm-hmm. Some NewJeans stuff.
NewJeans drama.
Of course, never ending. But there's some fun stuff in between. And Stray Kids.
Yes.
Okay. Looks like I should have just said everything again myself. Uh-huh. Oh, this is the worst.
That's why I kept telling you.
I don't even know if like it got like too light, like our voices.
No, that's fine.
Okay, all right. Okay, let's start. I mean, can you please just start this part? You were there for this.
So we are going to be starting talking about the 17 concert that we attended. We went to the second day of their LA tour. And this was also the last day, the last stop for their whole U.S. tour.
And it's kind of a good thing we went mm-hmm. to the second day.
Yeah. Because
of all the bad stuff that had happened on the first day.
I had forgotten about that. So, like, during the first day, everything was delayed. So, the concert was supposed to start at 7:30. But it got pushed back and it didn't actually start until 9 p.m. And the actual concert didn't finish until, like, close to, like, 12:30. Midnight?
Almost like one.
Yeah, and then they didn't even have a sound check, which they usually have around maybe like 5 or 6. And instead, they had a send-off, which was pretty cool in itself because like obviously no other stops had this kind of experience. But then because they had to make it up on the spot to make up for not having a sound check in the beginning. So basically everyone was like seated that had the VIP. And the members just kind of, like, walked around and, like, that's it. And, like, they got to wave at their the carrots, basically.
It seemed like a send-off that was similar to how they did also for G-Idol, where, like, everyone's just around and then the members go to the fans.
It's pretty cool.
One of our friends went to the day one, and he usually doesn't complain about anything, and he sounded like he was over everything.
Yeah, because the line outside was a clusterfuck of people, basically, and no one knew where they were supposed to be lining up. Or which lines
to
be in.
It's so disorganized.
Yeah, it was really... I feel like we've never had problems with BMO, but I think just because of the delays and everything that was happening, it was just messed up.
And if the reason why it was delayed, too, apparently was, like, I guess... because that's the home of the soccer stadium, or I should say football stadium, non-American football stadium for LA. And I think they made it to the playoffs, so they had a playoff game the night before. So they didn't really have time to, like...
Yeah, they didn't have time to set up any of the stage and everything
the
night
before. Because, like, with Twice, when we saw Twice, they were already doing sound check and setting up, like, the day before the concert.
Yeah.
So that's the main reason. So it's pretty much a shit show.
Yeah, I feel like people got out of the actual venue, or, like, concert was, like, done with sound check. Or the send-off at, like, 1 a.m., which is, like, the latest kind of concert ever, honestly.
So, glad we went to day two. It was all arranged. This was actually the first time in we attended an event. No, we went to the TXT. We went to TXT. I was trying to think. We've always been on the floor, except for TXT at BMO.
Yes.
But we were on the opposite side of where we sat. This time, we sat in some club seats that one of our friends, he has sat in before. I think for Twice, he said. And it was a good call, because this is the first time we sat club seats. And, like, it's basically in the same area. You're sitting in the same area and spot as, like, the other side, the opposite side. Except for some reason, this side, you have, it's like a VIP, like a different entrance.
Which was amazing, too, because the actual standard entrance when we
there
was a huge line. And then literally when we had our own entrance,
it was like a VIP entrance.
Like, we got in maybe like 5 minutes.
I wonder if it's the same price, too. But yeah, so you get in and then
it is the same price.
You have like actual like cushions on your seats, like cushioned seats. And it's like a private like area, and you'll have different, like, you have food, bar,
toilet,
and it's like all like in a nicer, it felt like a lounge kind of area. It was really cool, and you cannot mingle or access or talk to anyone else in the general, like in the rest of the stadium, and it's vice versa. So if you have friends in other sections in the stadium,
you can't
really see them till after or before the show or before you enter. But in its own way, it's cool, though. It's almost like those premium seats, like even like at Crypto, where it's like you have your own PR seating area and like entrance and stuff.
It was really nice, honestly. Like, that's us being spoiled if we have to get nosebleed seats at BMO.
Yeah, you're right. So from now, I mean, most likely TXT, possibly, I think, if they do perform there again. So that was good to know. And I mean, in general, let's talk about what do you think about the concert, because obviously 17-17.
The concert was honestly like crazy.
Performance-wise is good, but there's a lot of chaos you could sprinkle into everything that you've probably watched.
Right, yeah. So they had this section where they were like time traveling or something, and they were like, oh my god, it's Jumanji, and then they brought out all these like inflatable animals.
This is the craziest shit I've seen in like a K-pop concert.
I don't know what's going on.
It's like some of their backup dancers just dressed up in like inflatable, like everything. Gorilla.
Frog. I don't remember. Tiger.
There's an alien guy. It was so random. It's funny as hell.
Yeah, and then they had like a dance-off with the members. I was like, what's going on?
The coolest part actually for this was the first time in the U.S. I've seen it. They actually went around on carts.
For BMO, because
it's an outdoor stadium. But I mean, like...
Because BTS did it.
We have seen so many stadium concerts here in L.A. or the U.S. in general, I feel like.
Yes.
Nothing. No carts.
They
except
don't
for,
utilize
for,
it.
BTS was like a huge stadium. That was in Vegas, right? So they did that. But I meant like BMO never had carts before. So it's cool to see that it's possible.
It is possible. They just don't utilize
it. Twice, Stray Kids, Blackpink. No one has used it yet. So hopefully more artists start to use it.
Yeah, it was a nice surprise because I don't think anyone knew or expected that 17 was going to be using carts. So it's nice for the people who are like seated more towards the back of the stadium because they get a chance to see 17 up close because they go around in the carts.
Or at least as close as they can. Like, mm-hmm. probably the closest they'll ever get to them in terms of, like, watching the show.
Right, from nosebleed
so
seats.
So it was really cool. Yeah, so they went around. I mean, when they went around, one of our friends, like, she had a flag mm-hmm. for Mingyu yes. flexing, which I think...
American flag.
An American flag, of course, with a K-pop idol on it, as mm-hmm. Haley has a Ricky version.
Yes.
So she had one of Mingyu flexing, and then we caught... we weren't sitting with them. We're like two sections down, but mm-hmm. you caught Mingyu flexing at them.
Right. And then they were also on the jumbo screen as well.
So it was perfect.
I feel like her flag was huge enough that Mingyu was even able to see it, even though she was like in the 200 section, which was amazing. And he saw, he pointed, and then like he flexed back at her. And I was able to like catch it all on camera. So she was super excited about that.
It's a good
that.
Thing you have an Android that could zoom in so
yes,
well.
Yes, exactly.
But yeah, so that happened. And then the last thing that happened is, as everyone knows about, like if you're a Carrot or mm-hmm. you've just been to a 17 or concert or watched one.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone knows about the infinite Ajunice ending.
Right. So it's never ending. They always say like, okay, this is the last one. We're going to leave.
And they just...
And they do it another 20 Ajunice. Times.
Like it just plays again. Yeah. It's like a never ending loop. Or they throw in like this time they threw in a lot of fighting from BSS.
Mm-hmm. And then the thing when they do Ajunice, this is also a moment where... I was going to say Stray Kids for
Damn,
some reason.
Damn, Stray Kids on the mind when we're talking about 17, Haley.
When 17 goes down to like the barricade areas and they have a Carrot sing part of the Ajunice
this
song.
This is also one of the main reasons tradition. That a lot of people try to get Barricade.
Uh-huh.
This is like the main reason for Barricade for 17, especially because they always like...
They always do it.
Without fail, mm-hmm. they go down to the audience to have like... people sing with them into mm-hmm. their mics or just like do stuff with them. It's freaking awesome. That's why people like kill for these barricade seats for 17 specifically.
And I feel like people have gotten more and more creative with what they want to do with the Ajunice.
Oh boy, did they.
Because I've seen once, there was a cute one that this group dressed up as Pikachus and they were like, please let us sing Pikachu Ajunice. And then so like when they were doing it, they're like, Pika, Pika. And like, the members were like laughing so hard because I don't think they expected them to say like Pikachu at the end. But
it's
the one
good.
I
good.
Feel like the best one was actually at our concert because of Song Kwan's reaction to what happened.
He's so concerned all the time. This man is always like concerned. He's just scarred and always shook and
right.
surprised.
So basically, there was a group of girls and they all had blonde bob wigs. So it kind of looks
it
similar
like
to
his hair.
Song Kwan's hair because his hair is like blonde that. Right now. So he came down to them and then they were going to sing Ajunice. So there's some really funny photos floating around where he's just like looking at them with a shocked face and he's just surrounded by blonde wigs. But basically when the girl started doing the Ajunice part, she like ripped off the other girl's wig and then was like throwing it in the air. And then they ended up like throwing them on stage. And I think Hoshi was the one that took it and he gave it to the other members.
Yeah, Hoshi and like Song Kwan like ended up grabbing it and throwing it to the members on stage.
Right, so the members were like wearing
man.
It and
they
started
put
doing
it on, or like most of them
fighting. And then Vernon was having an amazing time because he kept sliding down the catwalk wearing that blonde wig.
DK is just DK, so he's funny as hell when he's
right.
Even freaking
Woozy, he
having
put
good time,
the wig on, he was like
headbanging and doing
head
hair back and forth with my hair back
yeah,
and forth.
So it was cool. Really chaotic and honestly it was so much fun. So that was 17's concert.
Lost
and
track of the Ajunices, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't even know how many they did. But then, like, the thing is, that's probably their last concert for a while.
For
because Jonghyun has already enlisted. And
right.
So, like,
he wasn't even there.
Right. And then, so now, like, the rest of the members will probably start enlisting. So, but they're like, we'll be back. And then we'll be back for at a bigger stadium next time.
What a memorable night
mm-hmm.
for everybody. That was nuts.
Yeah, they had a good time. And we had a good time, too.
So, yeah, that was really fun. Can't wait till they return and we get to see them
Hopefully
again.
Hopefully, it's not a long time and they kind of like
throw everyone
put
together
them in groups and
we'll
not
see.
Stagger it so
we'll probably see we'll be seeing BTS before they come back though.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's kind of crazy to think about. Let's talk about some comebacks and music videos because we do have a couple of them. November 15, Haley, who do we have for November 15?
Jin is coming with his music video and album release. with his title track, Running Wild. And so, his first album is called Happy.
So it's finally coming up. It's finally here.
Mm-hmm. We also have ATEEZ with their 11th mini album, Golden Hour. And I think it's part two.
Yeah, yeah. Part two. And then November 18, Meow. Meow,
the second finally. Single, Toxic.
Like, they're just always like, it's YG things doing, you know, right. YG things. Like,
they didn't don't even hear, like, promote them.
Didn't hear anything. Then all of a sudden, oh, here comes a comeback. So second single called Toxic. And yes, that's right, single. Mm-hmm. So still like not even a mini album yet. Taeyeon is going to be back, the queen herself. Sixth mini album, which is pretty crazy to think. Letter to Myself. Next.
And then we have Next with their album, which is going to be a first mini album called Nalina.
Nalina. Mm-hmm. And November 29th, we have a Triple S Japanese debut, actually. So for their single called Untitled. We watched some music videos. Since we just mentioned like a Japanese, it feel like a lot of the stuff that we watched were like majority Japanese. It's a lot of Japanese drops and stuff going on. La Seraphim dropped their video for Star Signs.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a Japanese release because I didn't even realize it till we watched the music video and I was like,
oh, it's in Japanese.
This is Japanese, actually. So that sounds nice too. Like, all the members are actually singing. It's cool to see Kazuha and like Yunche sing more, since I feel like they don't get utilized enough for their vocals. It was kind of weird though, because I don't know if it was me or if it was a video when we were streaming it. Like, the audio was not matching the timing of the mouth. Like, it was like, it looked like it was like a lag.
So it looked like they were lip syncing.
Yeah, it looked like they were lip syncing, and they already got enough shit about lip syncing, right?
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Next is ENHYPEN.
Yeah, so they came out with two new songs. It's for their repackaged album. So basically, it's like the same songs that were on Romance Untold, but then this repackaged album is called Daydream. And the tracks were Daydream and No Doubt. And they also released the music video for No Doubt as well with
which
that
we watched.
Release. And like, honestly,
I liked it. They look good too in the music video.
In their suits. But yeah, it's a really good song. I feel like ENHYPEN has been doing really well with their music lately, because there was like a kind of a dry spell. I don't know if that was just me, but some of their music wasn't as good
as
in the beginning.
I felt like it was. I don't know. I don't think it was a dry spell. For me, it's because they had XO and Break the Beat.
Well, those ones are fine. But I mean, before that
album. Oh, you mean in terms of just the music itself?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you meant like release.
No.
I guess you're right.
Music
like, Drunk
itself
Days
just wasn't
was, like,
as
pretty old already now too.
So I like this Romance Untold album a lot. So we really want to see them on tour when
they
tour next year.
These were in it, right? Like XO and Break the Beat. Okay, so yeah, that makes sense. Oh, you're gonna see them when they tour, you said, did
I
you?
I do. I mean, because we haven't actually seen them on tour yet. We've only seen them at KCON
so,
twice.
Where are we sitting?
I don't know. It depends. Let's see what I get.
No. I mean, like, what are you aiming for, Haley?
Closer seats. Doesn't
how
have
close?
To be barricade, but then, like, maybe second or third row. We'll
Whoa.
See. Or, it, like, depending on the venue, too. Like, if it's Honda Center, like, the one that in the hundreds is really
the
good.
The front row hundreds.
Yeah.
You know what's crazy, though? You never know, because, like, if you don't get the right seats in the beginning from retail, like, some of the resales on the floor end up being less than some of the front row seats.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's happening for Aespa.
Oh.
It's, like, those literally closer floor seats. And they're not bad, because it's actually closer, and you can see it's not, like, those really far floor seats. And then those are, like, I've seen resales for, like, $750 or $800. And then the front row of the Kyo Forum, or was it Kyo? Yeah, I think it was the Kyo Forum where Espo was at. The front row is like a G
Damn.
Or something.
The hell?
So, or like wherever they were at. So, yeah. Let's see. We have, Stray Kids.
Yes,
Duh.
So Stray Kids also did their Japanese album Giant. And
the music video was Giant.
Yes. And I'll talk more about it later on.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Then we, last but not least, speaking about Japanese, we're talking about, this is a Japanese group, XG. They dropped Howling. Like the first off, they dropped their album Awe, A-W-E. And then the music video was Howling, which was freaking awesome, too.
I love
their
that
music,
song.
Shit, they're good.
They're really good.
I've, we, maybe we both, may, I know for sure I have been sleeping on them Like, I wish I listened to them way earlier more.
I mean, we knew that their songs were good, but I feel like it's like that sometimes because you're already
it's so many other
with like other groups,
right? Yeah. So
and then like once those other groups kind of like either get too popular or they're not promoting, you kind of like try and find other groups. And I feel like that's what happened with Boy Next Door with me, because now I'm like more attached to them than Stray Kids, I would say. And then I wish I got into Boy Next Door sooner, kind of thing. And but it's the same with XG. I guess
that's a good way to put it, because XG, like, it was nonstop recent promotions, too. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, honestly, though, this Woke Up is the one that, like, caught me first.
Which is funny, because, like, a lot of people didn't like that song.
I know.
Song,
that's why I love
But we know the whole fucking rap for that.
Because it goes
song.
So hard. It's so good, because it's so different from, like, it sounds like, it's literally like Western rap mm-hmm. and hip-hop and... Like all their music, like R&B, it's like all catered to here, like the West, which is cool. I mean, literally, all the songs are in English.
Right.
Every single song they have is English. They have some that have some Japanese mm-hmm. and like a sprinkle of Korean, like sprinkled into it. Yeah, they just it's barely
like
it's
I was just like, I don't even
it's
hear.
Like a word or a line. Mm-hmm. It's not even a full song or nothing.
But like with Howling, when I watched the music video, I was like, oh, it kind of reminds me of Princess Mononoke with what their outfits so that
the
they
design.
Were wearing.
Yeah, the outfit design. Jiren
yes.
looked like she was like Princess Mononoke. Yeah, that was cool.
If you guys don't know, Princess Mononoke is a Ghibli film.
Shout
and
out to our other Ghibli stans and biases out there.
But basically, because like they even had like white wolf outfits, and then like in Princess Mononoke,
yeah.
she's like with the white
wolf. The way that they even like designed like the headpiece,
and
for
then
her,
even
looks
like
just
the face
like
paint as well, and down to the necklace detailing, it's like the same as Princess Mononoke.
And if you're not, yeah, like Ghibli, Studio Ghibli is like a really big Japanese like movie company.
They did
anime
Spirit Away,
yeah,
Ponyo, Howl's Moving Castle. I mean, you've probably seen at least one of those.
At least one of those. So yeah, that's really cool. And I like Haley said, even like all the other songs in the album are pretty good.
Yes, I really liked Is This Love. Like I really, really like that song and I want to see it live one day.
Oh, we will. Mm-hmm. You bet we will. From where? I don't know. Let's see. I think now is a good time to tell everyone to...
take a water break.
Yes. Yeah, take a water break, bathroom break. Mm-hmm. Don't forget to also like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. This is the Permission to Stand podcast where we talk about K-pop. And I'll hopefully have my voice back to normal next week.
Yes, please pray that he gets better because I feel like he's been sick for a while.
And every Thursday we are here. We are here to chat and talk K-pop. You can always message us. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast.
Get those convos going. There's a lot of you that do message us. Mm-hmm. Haley's the one that always opens it up first, so that's why I barely get it. So if she'll tell me if something is for me.
Yeah, because I'm like, man, you could have opened this. Okay. He never wants to open them. And
I feel
like
sometimes
he always
it's
thinks
for
it's
you.
For me. There's some for you, too.
Okay. And then, so you can always hit us up there. That way you could chat more K-pop if you want, in case you don't have as much people to chat K-pop with.
Mm-hmm. New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app. Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Over the last 75 years, over 10,000 chemicals have been introduced to our food supply. Yet the EU only allows 300 food additives. But at Thrive Market, we bring our members the highest quality brands and restrict more than 1,000 ingredients found at conventional grocery stores. Making the switch is easy with our Healthy Swaps scanner, which finds better versions of all your favorite pantry, snacking, and home essentials without the added junk, dyes, and fillers. Plus, it's all delivered straight to your door. So if you're looking to shop at a grocery store that actually cares about your health, go to thrivemarket.com/podcast and you'll get 30% off your first order and a free gift.
The best New Year's deals are happening now at Tanger Outlets. Celebrate with up to 70% off savings from Nike Factory Store, Coach, Michael Kors, Under Armour, Polo Ralph Lauren, Kate Spade New York, and so many more. From activewear to accessories, beauty, and apparel, find everything you're looking for to kickstart the new year. The clock is ticking. Hurry into Tanger Outlets to save more. Hundreds of brands, unbeatable value. Plan your trip at Tanger.com.
So I think we should start moving on now. And let's see. I guess LA seems to be getting recently fed with some K-pop stuff in terms of pop-ups.
Mm-hmm.
We've have, if you didn't even, and also photo booth K-pop drops.
I'm like, so glad that they're doing more of those.
Life for Cuts and Photoism are the two major photo booths, which are also in Korea.
Right.
But they have a lot of photo booths here in LA, like in random areas like boba spots or like
they're
small mini stores.
Now.
Just, you could find them. Just go on their websites. And they mm-hmm. have so many artists. Like, uh-huh. I remember we walked into this local like, it's not milk tea, but like a drink spot
mm-hmm.
that's near my sister's house mm-hmm. in Gardena. And when I looked at their photo booth inside, like while we're waiting for our drinks, I was like, oh my God, there's Aespa, there's Le Sserafim. So I was like, fuck it. I took some pictures with them. Like,
right.
Because it's cool because you got to take pictures with like different members from the groups that you love, right?
Right,
so it's awesome. And yeah, just check that out. There's been so many. Isn't there Stray Kids or something right now? Or who for you? Like,
not Stray Kids. There's ZB1. Boy Next Door and ZB1. And
yeah.
I think they have Rise as well.
Yeah, see?
Like,
so
they have new ones. Because I feel like they always update with like their album
do.
Releases.
That's
or
true.
Like fan meets kind of thing.
I know they've had Kiss of Life. Twice has been there plenty of times. There's
I
a
lot.
I think
ATEEZ is coming out with one too for
so
Photoism.
If, yeah, look around. It's really like a fun thing to do just, you know, if you have nothing else to do on the weekend. Plus, you just stop by, like, get food or drinks mm-hmm. and yeah, take pictures with your boys or girls, mm-hmm. right? And let's see. Also, we've been getting some pop-ups. That includes Jungkook. Jungkook has his Golden, the Moments pop-up,
mm-hmm.
which I really has been going since, like, October 25th. It's ending soon, November
right.
17th.
Mm-hmm.
But right after, Haley told me.
It's going to be Jimin.
Yeah, so Jimin's going to have mm-hmm. a pop-up right after. And it's pretty much in the same place. So just Google it up. It sounds like it's all in the same location.
Right. This is all in LA, guys.
Sorry. Not sorry. And let's see. Twice dropped that they're going to be having a pop-up just for a weekend. So November 23 and 24th, Saturday, Sunday. So that's coming up, I think, next weekend. And it's going to be interesting because, I mean, like, this is going to be for their comeback called Strategy.
Mm-hmm.
I forgot what, like, number mini album this is. Fourth mini album, I mm-hmm. believe. So it's going to be cool because I'm thinking they're going to be here that Thursday performing at that post game after the football game.
Mm-hmm.
And I think they'll still be here during that weekend or like throughout like later days.
They probably will be.
They'll probably show up.
Because I feel like they've done that before.
They did. So the last time they had a pop-up, Twice did show up randomly and some really very super crazy lucky ones. Like, got to see them, and, like, Nayeon was handing photo cards. They were, like, actually checking out.
Yeah,
the checkout counter, like, helping people with, like, their merch and stuff. It was insane to think that you could get lucky enough for that to happen. So, I'm sure there's going to be people lining up even, like, the night before. It'd be nuts. But either way, that's pretty cool. I'm looking forward to I might check it out with some friends, too. I know Haley's working the day I want to go, but might check that out and see what happens. But yeah, Twice has actually been looking good for this concept. Looking really good. Like, all the members look fantastic. Sana, I mean, it might be a wig, but either way, she is coming with this comeback as a blonde.
Mm-hmm.
Haven't had blonde Sana in a while. I like her blonde.
Blonde in Misamo.
Well, no, but that's part of the recent comeback. I mean, like,
okay.
It's been a while.
Oh,
before,
in, like, actual Twice?
Yeah. I mean, even that one, that was obvious that it was a wig. But
I feel like this one's a wig, too.
Mina was in a blonde wig, too,
mm-hmm.
right? So, like, for Misamo, but she's back to her natural black hair for this comeback
mm-hmm.
already. Even Momo had sported that short, like, that iconic short hair blonde
mm-hmm.
wig. And she's back to her normal black hair for this one. So that's why I'm like,
she dyed it so fast.
So
their hair must be fried, honestly.
We'll see. And, yeah. Oh, also, some really funny, like, I guess it's kind of funny. It's just actually, it's funny to me, but crazy to think that, so Graff is a really, like, high-end, like, jewelry company. And they just slapped on $46 million worth of jewelry and diamonds, like necklaces and everything, onto Sana. For, like, I guess she's just showing it off, I guess, for their show. There's, I guess, not a show, for their main store
mm-hmm.
in Ginza, which is in Japan. It's in Tokyo. But, yeah, like, literally, it's, like, apparently the first 205-carat diamond necklace
That's crazy.
In the world.
What the fuck?
To put it on Sana, it makes sense because she's priceless, basically. But the funny part to me, why I think it's funny, because Sana's like ditzy and clumsy and stuff. So it's like funny when she, it's like when Jin puts on his serious model face. Mm-hmm. It's kind of the same thing for me. It's like when I see Sana, I'm like, oh, Sana. Like, because mm-hmm. she's usually just like super bubbly cute and everything. But when she has to look serious, gets like her model poses on. It's pretty funny to me. So yeah, that's that for Twice, my fellow once. But what if you're a fellow Blink? Because Blackpink has been feeding us, like, I mean, each member individually. Mm-hmm. Like, Lisa's been doing some solo stuff, including performing. Mm-hmm. And she's been doing some, like, interviews and stuff, too. We haven't gotten down to watching that. Jennie's been traveling and doing a lot of stuff, too. They're also active on their Instagram. Right. So it's been super fun. As a Blink, just seeing like all of them.
I haven't seen much of Jisoo.
Yeah, Jisoo's just like posting a little bit, like with Blissu, like mm-hmm. her account. But the fun part is obviously Rosie has been super busy mm-hmm. with Bruno Mars. They've been promoting APT, APATU. Mm-hmm. And we watched Rosie on that one show where they eat spicy food.
Right.
Or like spicy hot wings.
I
don't remember the name of it. Something food or something.
I'll look it up.
Okay. Okay, Haley will
so
look it up.
So people can watch it, too.
But it was really cool. I mean, they go, like, basically the premise is, like, this guy eats with, like, a lot of different celebrities and
it's
other K-pop
hot
artists.
Hot Ones.
Hot Ones, yeah.
And it's on the YouTube channel First We Feast.
And
so basically they eat hot, spicy wings.
They go order from, like, you know, least spicy, like mild, moderate mm-hmm. to some crazy shit.
Right.
Like, and they just dip their wing in it and they talk. They actually have like an interview conversation. So it's interesting to see. This is really fun to watch. It was like chaotic, especially at the end. I felt like.
Because Rosie's dying.
Going crazy. She seemed like a crazy person at the end because yeah. she's like saying like her pride was getting hurt because she's like, she eats spicy food.
But it was too spicy for her.
Yeah, it was funny. She was like calling for ice cream and then called for some freaking like.
She wanted to put ice in her milk because she was like, oh my God, I just want it to be really cold.
The main thing was that apparently was really effective was she asked for a stress ball that I guess she carries around with her. Mm-hmm. So it's just really, it's a fun, chaotic interview. The host is really good too. Mm-hmm. They talk about some interesting stuff. Even like, you want to talk some of this stuff while I give my voice a rest, Haley?
Yeah. So Hank. So Rosé also mentioned that she named her dog Hank after Tom Hanks, but I don't think a lot of people knew that. She also said that, cause the host asked what is her favorite Australian dishes, like when she goes back to Australia, which is the most foods that she wants to eat. And it's actually meat pies and sausage rolls, which is amazing because that's what I always
ask for. That's exactly what Haley always asks. Like we even found a really cool place in Orange County that serves like Australian stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's literally the same two things that
meat
Haley
ordered.
Meat
pies and sausage rolls. Because like I used to eat those two items all the time, like after school, I would walk down to like the little bakery that they have and I'd always order those two items. They're amazing.
She's a real Aussie then. Mm-hmm. I mean, right there. There's the proof. But the Hank thing was interesting. I had no idea.
It was from Tom Hanks.
It was Tom Hanks. Mm-hmm. Overall, it was really cool. Like, obviously, she's there to promote her new solo album,
which is coming out
December 6th, mm-hmm. I believe.
Yes.
And it's going to be awesome. And if you haven't checked this out, it's like a nice, fun, like 20 to 30 minute watch, I think.
Yeah.
Like, just like while you're eating or mm-hmm. something, which is exactly
what
we did.
Get some hot wings to eat with her.
She also said she like loves Tangled. She loves it and cries a lot when she, even on the 20th watch.
She'll always cry. I get it. I feel like I'm like that too. No matter how many times I've seen like certain movies, like Big Hero 6, for instance, I'll always cry, even though I know what's going to happen.
It's just your emotions are, like, right there, like, ready for it. Another thing that was interesting, like, this is the last thing I'll bring up, though, for this one, is how she gets inspired. She says she gets more inspired for, like, making music and everything when she hits, like, down times.
When she's, like, depressed.
Like, basically. Yeah. Sounds like Taylor Swift or something mm-hmm. kind of thing. But, yeah, she says, like, she's, like, her most creative stuff comes from, you know, down times. And literally, like, they were joking, like, is this one of the downtimes? Because she was, like, when she was going crazy and one of the hot sauces really hit her heart, she's like, oh, my gosh, like, this is pretty bad. She's like, yeah, it looks like she was crying and having a panic attack kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's pretty funny. Just check it out if you haven't. Even if you're not a fellow Blink, just check it out if you like APATU, right?
Yeah, right.
and funny stuff. So there you go. Next, oh boy. Maybe I should drink water before this, but New Jeans again. So I'll talk about the bad, then I'll talk about the good. Mm-hmm. Bad is, of course, the drama continues. So
it's never ending.
The thing is, it's kind of, this one is scary.
It's kind of weird too.
New Jeans, there's allegations that they sent a legal notice to Adore, which is obviously their agency, threatening to terminate their contracts. I cannot believe this. When Haley sent me this.
And they also gave like an ultimatum saying like, you have to reply to this in 14 days.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
But holy shit. So they're going to terminate contracts, which is horrible, which is really stupid.
Mm-hmm.
They fucking are fucking themselves over. This is horrible. Yeah, because of, I guess, all the unresolved issues and everything going on with Adore. And the thing is, like, there's a rebuttal article saying Adore says they have not even received this formal notice.
So we don't know if it's this real threat or real not. Or
I don't even know.
Because New Jeans hasn't come forward yet as of this recording saying, like, we didn't send anything or we did send something and they just haven't got it.
Am I never going to see them?
I don't fucking know. Feels like they need now. To it's stop. Like horrible. They're, like, holding on to the concept where they really want Minhee Jin back as CEO. It's like that or nothing at all.
But she's at least there as an internal director.
That's not
already.
Good enough for them.
It's so they don't understand. This is not how, like, they don't own the company.
Yeah,
so it's,
I don't,
like,
know. They're young.
I know. That's and the, being that's stupid, the horrible part. Honestly. They're brainwashed and young, and like they think they know better, but they don't. And it's like I wish there was like actual adult like guidance, like in terms of like some
Minhee
to
Jin.
Really take care of. Like, yeah, I know. Shit, I guess you're right.
That's their role that model.
This is the worst. So this
but
is
the
horrible.
Thing is, like, I mean, good for them for standing up for themselves, but they gotta know and like draw the line somewhere.
Some of the parts were like, yeah, some of them I agree with, obviously, right. with them. Like, you know, some of the treatments they've probably had. But at the same time, yeah, you have to be also, if they're trying to be, like, mature and an adult, there's some times where you just have to, like, swallow your pride and just, mm-hmm. like, you know, some stuff has happened already. Like, there's some stuff that, like, they try to make it better already. Just move on. Move forward.
I thought they were going to move on until I saw that. I was like, what
yeah,
the fuck?
I was like, this was the worst. Mm-hmm. Let's talk about some news. Well, it's not really news. So here's happy stuff about New Jeans. I caught up with the most recent New Jeans zine, which is kind of like, you know, their Run BTS, their Stray Kids
code.
Yeah, mm-hmm. code, SKZ code, Time to Twice. New Jeans zine. So this one was cute. It was Minji and Danny. So Danielle and Minji had, like, I guess, a date, and they've put in stuff that they wanted to do or try.
Mm-hmm.
So they did Minji's thing first. She just wanted to take a pottery class,
mm-hmm.
make clay pottery and stuff. A lot of funny stuff was going on. Like, Danielle is obviously super creative. She was actually doing really well. Minji is obviously on the other side of that. Every time she was trying to make something, it just looked like, it looked horrible. Like, everything
is
was just
like Jin's
fell apart.
Fucking penis?
Yes. Imagine Jin's thing without the penis, but just like, it's just really bad. It's just everything is going to shit. Also, they had some challenges. One of them was, I guess, Hane suggested mm-hmm. it. You know the movie Ghost? Mm-hmm. It's a super old movie. So some of you may never have even heard of it.
Classic.
So there's a scene where like they're doing clay pottery also.
Right.
And the guy goes behind, isn't it? What's her name?
It's Demi Moore and Patrick Swayze.
There you go. So, yeah, Patrick Swayze
R.I.P.
goes behind and, like, you know, they're just like, it's like one of those like
romantic.
Hot romantic mm-hmm. moments, right?
So they're like, their hands are like meshed together when they're making the clay pottery. Basically.
While they're like,
it's very like
in front of each
sexual
other.
Intentions, I
Which
think.
Is crazy because Hane is the one that suggested this.
Why is she doing watching that?
What is, why, yeah, what is that?
I'm just kidding. I think I watched it at that age too.
Yeah, but that was, how many years ago?
Many
so
years
she's
ago.
Watching this like recently.
It's a classic.
I guess
good
you're right.
Her.
I think she's into all this classic. Yeah. Good for her. So Minji was Patrick Swayze and Demi Moore was Danielle.
Mm-hmm.
So that was pretty interesting. That was really cool and funny. Like, Danielle couldn't even keep a straight face, as you can imagine. They're just laughing the whole time. Also Minji had to wear some weird Daft Punk looking glasses.
What the fuck?
And Danielle wears some like, you know, that like silly like kid hat with like the propeller on top.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, that was that was going on. So the next episode they did Danielle's thing. Danielle, of course, because she's crazy, wanted to be in the outdoors and go paragliding.
Yeah, because she's Australian, that's why. They're crazy.
So they did this all in one day, but like it's two different episodes. Minji was already like asleep in the car going there because I think she got really tired from like, they said it was like kind of like a workout, like it was really physical doing the pottery class. Mm-hmm. And they made a lot of different stuff for the pottery one, which some of them turned out pretty well. Like Danielle's was pretty good. And like the end product is cool because they glaze it and they like make it look really nice and stuff. And when they received it, I was like, oh man, all of this looks really nice. And I think Danielle and like Minji said they were going to give some to like their like family, their grandmas mm-hmm. and stuff. So that was cute. So back to paragliding. Yeah, so Minji was like knocked out halfway through the car ride and woke up to Danielle screaming because she saw some paragliders on mm-hmm. the way there. And I, apparently this is the highest paragliding spot in all of South Korea. Mm-hmm. So yeah, Minji is was all right. You could tell she was really nervous and kind of terrified and was like kind of like going crazy, talking herself through all of the like the stress. Mm-hmm. And of course there was like random challenges too, but overall like everything turned out well. They did it. Danielle was just laughing, screaming, having a great time. Minji was terrified
and like screaming. All I heard was screaming the whole episode.
And then it's cute cuz I mean her thing is like she's like a puppy, so they did like a puppy edit like her like those puppy ears covering her face and like when she's like scared and everything. So that was really cute, super cool to see. And overall I think I would go paragliding over bungee jumping.
Oh,
and
yeah, for sure.
Even ziplining.
Skydiving.
I wouldn't
mind doing ziplining.
I've seen so many accidents.
I know.
That I'm
but
scarred.
The, in itself, like, it's not that bad. But I wouldn't want to do skydiving. I feel like that's scarier. At least, like, paragliding, you have the freaking parachute already.
And you're like, I know, like, you jump. The scary part was, like, when I saw them, like, doing it, like, it makes sense why, like, Minji was scared. Because you're basically running off a mountain and then jumping off a mountain.
But you're with someone. You have an
instructor.
Well, of
course. Okay, yes.
You.
They have the instructor. But I meant like in terms of like the your POV.
Right.
That's what it looks like.
Yeah.
You're like, oh my God. Like
I'm going to run off a mountain.
All my basic like natural instincts to live would like tell me that no, stop. That's mm-hmm. kind of like why the fear factor hits. And it just looks cool though. I mean like because if you have to stop, at least you're not too far from the ground.
Right.
And you can kind of like even if you're gonna hit something, like you could glide into the ground or something for like emergency. Mm-hmm. Everything was fine. They had a good time. Even Danielle was asking the instructor or the person that she was paired with to do all these crazy spinning moves in the air. I would probably vomit and it would rain vomit for everybody, mm-hmm. but it was cool. It was I don't know. Something about Minji, she's so cute for me. Like when she's like getting like nervous and scared and like talks herself through all that stuff. And I like her piercings too. Haley has like those cartilage piercings. It's always cool to see when she has to pull her hair back.
Okay.
Even though I know.
I told him because he was asking me like, oh, he wanted to get some. I was like, don't get them.
I should have gotten them earlier when I was like younger, but
because yeah. Mine took forever to heal, honestly.
And I'm sure they're painful.
And it's painful.
But yeah,
I wouldn't.
It's too late for me to do that. So, but even though I was probably just in, you know, heat of the moment.
I mean, you can get them if you want, but you won't be able to sleep on that side at all.
I've gone through too much in this past month to want to do any more harm to myself in terms of pain and all that stuff. Last but not least for this part of the news and stuff to talk about for this segment before we get into BTS and Stray Kids, Bam Bam. Bids farewell to his viewers for his show Bam House, where we've saw so many iconic moments, including freaking Jiho, you know, talking about like his crush on Nayeon and everything. And yes, he's passing on his role as MC to Natty from Kiss of Life, mm-hmm. who you know could have been another Twice member, mm-hmm. but she's kind of young at the time. And then, but she's also a fellow Thailander. Just like Bam Bam. So yes. It's kind of cool. So yeah, he said goodbye, that he's going to focus on his music career. And he's looking forward to giving his fellow Thai Korean, you know, the changing of the guard kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And he says that she's going to do a good job, which I think she would too. So
right, yeah.
It's going to be called Natty House.
Natty
of course.
House.
But it sounds cool. Natty House. So, yeah, looking forward to when that starts happening. It'd be really cool to see when she's interviewing, you know, more girls and guy groups. And it's going to be just, I think, more chaos because I think Bam House was a pretty good show, too.
Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I feel like he wants to concentrate more on something else.
He's like,
now.
Oh, it's time.
Yeah. It's hard to do that plus doing like music and all these tours.
Yeah,
because
your schedule is too nuts. Like, for real, there's a lot going on nonstop. Especially like, even if you're like a host for a music show.
Right.
Like, oh my goodness.
Right, it's chaotic for them.
So I think now's a good time to take your last water break, last bathroom break before we finish off the podcast. If you haven't yet, I don't know why you haven't, but don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell for the Permission to Stand podcast. We're available pretty much on almost every streaming platform for podcasts, and you could talk with me or Haley on
Permission to Stand podcast on Instagram.
Yeah, perfect. You could always hit us up there. We could talk more stuff. And let's talk about BTS.
So for BTS, Jin, I feel like it's always Jin because he's so active and I love it.
It's Jin and sprinkle of Hobi, right?
J-Hope, yeah.
Right?
So Jin will actually be on the Tonight Show on Wednesday, November 20th. And this is because he's going to be promoting his new album. The teaser clip that they did put out for it was really funny because it had Jimmy Fallon, who is the host of The Tonight Show, and basically he receives a mail with a floppy disk. This is like super old school.
I know, some people, it's crazy. You show it to people born in the 2000s and they're like, what the hell is
it? They don't know what a floppy disk is.
I'm like, oh my God, we're such boomers now.
Yeah. So
it's that, you know, that weird looking thing that people you see on Microsoft Excel or like Microsoft Word to save for the save function?
Yeah, that's a floppy disk.
And no, it's not actually floppy at all.
Which is so weird.
I don't know
why is it even called a floppy disk? I think there's something for it.
Yeah, like that little icon, that's a literal floppy disk where we used to, I guess, in ancient times,
save stuff.
Mm-hmm. Like documents and files.
Crazy.
That's why it looks like that. But people these days using these programs have no idea what the fuck that is.
No, they don't.
And the crazy part is a floppy disk back in the day, I think only held up to like, 2.14 or 3.14 megabytes. Megabytes.
Because I used to have a lot when I had to like save my work and projects
for school.
And stuff. I had so many of them.
I had
everywhere.
The cool colored ones
too,
like
the clear
colored. Oh, those were the days.
Those were the days. Anyway, so like Jimmy Fallon receives a floppy disk in the mail. So he puts it into his computer, which is also fucking like old school and clanky kind of. And anyway, so he was trying to load this photo and it took forever because back in those days, honestly, it took forever to load anything, like any kind of image. It looked like he was kind of trying to look at porn, but then he was like tapping the side of his computer to like make it hurry up. And then it shows Jin's photo and it was like November 20th. So that's how they like came out with their teaser clip for that. Jin has also released some teasers for his title track, Running Wild. So go check those out on YouTube. Hobi. So Hobi has actually been here in LA for a bit now.
I know we talked about it last week too.
Mm-hmm, but he's still here.
So he's still here. Like, what is going on?
So Hobi actually, he's been spotted numerous times in LA by fans, and he did recently do a Weverse Live and kind of mentioned why he has been in LA for a while now, and he said that he just wanted to stay in LA alone and he wanted to try enjoy living in the US alone. So I guess he just
enjoys LA. Is he getting
LA.
Ready to
know.
Move here with Jin? Because Jin wants to move to
I know,
LA.
I know Jin does.
But that's interesting because we thought it was going to be promotional stuff. I mean, maybe he could have done stuff too.
I think he said he's been working. So he didn't like specify what he's been working on, but he's like, I've been doing work here in LA also. But I think like mainly he just wants to enjoy his time in LA.
I hope he goes to Orange County or some other places outside of LA because it's like literally like shit and gross in
LA. I don't know what part of LA he's staying
in. I hope he's traveling and checking out other places, maybe even go San Diego while he's here or like go Orange County. It's not too far from LA. It's like nicer, cleaner. The funny part though, I think I saw a video where like some people saw him at Agassi Gopcha.
Yeah.
So that's like the freaking restaurant in K-Town that like... Jin
loves. He says
to.
That it's his favorite restaurant
in LA. And people have run into like Jackson Wang and a lot of other artists and idols.
So Hobi also, he attended day one of the 17 concert. Did you know that?
Oh.
It was like People spotted there, huh? him.
I thought he was just at the cat. Oh, so he's actually there. That's cool.
So he actually went to the 17 concert.
That fucking madness. Yeah. Did he have to wait? What the fuck?
First, he has his own like entrance and stuff like that. But then, so he attended the 17 concert.
No, I know
concert.
He has his concert. But I'm wondering, do you think he got there early? And he's like, what the fuck's going on?
I have no idea.
He's like, LA sucks.
And then, he went to Agassi Gopchang after, which is really cool because... they were also having collabs with Seventeen because of that Seventeen in the City kind of thing. They were doing all these different food items for Seventeen, and you could get, I think it was like tradable coasters, like of the different members. So it was like, I think Somi Somi did it, Sunrise Tea, Agassi Gopchang, and there was like other food places that were doing that for Seventeen. So yeah, basically Hobi ate there and he probably got one of those coasters.
So he gets to live the life of a normie, of a normal, I guess he has to be a K-pop fan in general. He's like,
I think so.
Yeah, he has to be.
Of course. Plus,
they're fellow HYBE artists too, so that's pretty cool.
So moving on to Stray Kids. So we did mention that they dropped their album for Giant, and the music video was really cool, actually. I don't know what was happening in there. They were running through mines, and they were holding, these golden eggs.
So they're like the seven dwarves.
But then there was also, these huge giants and stuff. I don't know what the concept was for that.
It's like seven dwarves meets Stranger Things.
And then Changbin and Han were flying in space. It's a very interesting music video. It's really cool. And Ian was, holding a huge, boulder. And then he turned into some kind of demon. I don't know what was going on.
Let's not try to figure out what the heck is going on.
There's probably some kind of meaning behind it, but I don't know what it is. Anyway, so Chan actually, there's this one line in the song Giant, because I feel like Bang Chan wants to swear or cuss in his songs badly.
Of course he does.
But he still won't. But this was a great play on words, because the line is, they give me my scale a name, do, re, mi, fa, King Giant. So King Giant, but then because he has the fa in the front, it sounds, when he says it, it says fucking, basically.
He fucking knows.
Yeah, he does. I actually, because I listened to the whole album, it also has the two songs on there that they did for Tower of God. I really actually enjoy those songs a lot.
Are we going to watch the anime?
I don't know. Maybe. My favorite song from the album, and I was telling Joko too, and some of my friends, I was like, I like their Christmas song. It's called Christmas Love.
Actually, Haley made me listen to it last night. Oh, it's produced really well. The beats, the transition beats, it does sound like a Christmas song, but it's cute. Then it kind of sounds really cool.
Yeah.
It's a really nice blend.
So that's
hats off to Three Racha for that one.
That's actually my favorite song from that album. And it was cute because this morning I woke up and the first thing on my feed was Stray Kids doing some kind of cute dance challenge to Christmas Love, which I didn't expect at all. But then they did it in pairs where it's who they're living with, their roommate right now.
Oh, so I was like, oh, it's so cute. There's of course they have a dance. It's definitely not Christmas Evil.
No, of course not.
Don't
this is a very,
that.
Very, very cute
this
song.
One's a really, this is pretty good. I like it a lot, too.
So because they're promoting their Japanese album, of course in Japan they're having so many different fucking events going on for it. And I'm so annoyed that we're not there. Because... basically, one of the areas that they're having a collab with is Miyashita Park, and that's where we stayed when we went to Japan last year.
Oh, that's right. When Haley sent me the picture, I was like, oh my god. Because it's weird. Because, it's not weird, but it's cool. Because, in Japan, that area is,
It's a public park.
Well, first off, it's a giant shopping center. Mm-hmm. On the top of this giant shopping and dining center, there's a lot of restaurants too.
Yeah.
You literally could go inside and there's shops and there's a lot of food places right on the outskirts and it's on the outside.
It kind of looks like a yokucho, basically street Japanese food.
On the street level. Mm-hmm. But there's actually levels and it's shopping and other restaurants. But on the rooftop is a park. So that's Miyashita Park.
So they have skate park there.
It's a
skate. And they have a Starbucks there.
And then there's a really cool hotel, with looks like blocks for windows where we stayed. That's where I took Haley.
So we were overlooking Miyashita Park.
This is kind of, maybe we're going on a tangent, but literally, if you ever have the chance to stay at that hotel,
amazing.
What did you think, right?
I surprised
Haley. We got that
it's
room.
It's so nice. It,
the pictures that we took in that hotel and just like staying there was, you can't compare it.
And like, just like the area that it's in, it's like very central to walking distance to everything. It's like Tower Records is right there. Also, speaking of Tower Records, Stray Kids there, of course. And like, it's Tower Records right now is all decked out.
Tokyo is Stray Kids City right
it
now.
It is. Like, literally. Like, it's not crazy. Even joking. Like, they went insane with this kind of promotion for them because they even have Ferris wheels and like the little, what are they called? The gondola things on the Ferris wheel are all like Stray Kids out. So they have like the different members on there. Also, one of the ones that was crazy is that the Japan Railway have Stray Kids voices when you're like coming to your station. So basically, you pull off in your station and you hear like one of the members talking, which is fucking crazy.
Don't you hate it here?
I do. I mean, like, I do and I don't. But the thing is, like, I just wish we were in Japan at a time
when they were promoting.
It's like, because you never really know and you have to just do it. You're like, okay, their album's going to drop. Like, oh, I have to be in Japan
right now.
We're
going
to Japan. Yeah. So maybe for their next one, because like they did it for the sound, but then I think this promotion for Giant now, it just keeps getting crazier and crazier. So I'm like, man, I really wish that we could go there.
Next year, 2025.
Of course, they went to Shibuya Tower Records, which is the one that me and Joko spent hours in.
They also signed something there. I remember we took a picture to make it look just like when Bang Chan was there.
Yes, exactly.
On his vacation. Mm-hmm. Like, right? You like did like a picture.
Yes, we did that. But they also had like a fan meet for Stay who were at the Tower Records, which was freaking cool. And I wish I was there, honestly. Also, Bang Chan has been crazy.
Oh, the FOMO's hitting while I'm talking about
because
it.
Because I love Japan, too. It's like, I love LA, and we get a lot of stuff here, but Japan is just, like, on another level. So, Bang Chan has also been very, like, active on Bubble. Well, I feel like all the members have, but I feel like Bang Chan always says such unhinged stuff on there. So, I did take a snippet of what he was saying because he's been missing Stays a lot lately, I guess, and he's like, need a hug, big hug. Now that I think about it, I'm sorry that I haven't been texting you guys often these days. And then your name, you're must have missed me a lot. You must have felt empty. I'm sorry. I'll try to come here often even though I'm busy. And then he sends a photo of a sunset and he's like, so pretty, but your name is even prettier. I miss you. And he's like, send me your number so I can hear your voice.
This Delulu mofo.
What the fuck? So, of course, like, millions of Stays were sending their number. I saw, like, all these screen caps. It was, like, really funny. And then after that, he was like, I'm just joking. Don't do that. We'll both get in trouble. The company just contacted me telling me to stop teasing you guys. I said no. And then I honestly wonder, I'm pretty sure everyone that has a Bubble for Bang Chan probably sent their number.
I'm going to send my phone number.
Which is fucking hilarious.
I'm going to sign up and send him a phone number. Yeah.
And then just one last thing here, because we're speaking of Bang Chan, his sister Hannah has been very active as well. And she has actually been doing a collab with Pokemon.
Yeah, so which this is amazing. Fucking random ad pops up, I remember, like, and I scrolled past
and
Instagram.
You're like, wait,
I was
this
like,
looks
whoa,
like Hannah.
There's like, you know, they're selling Pokemon
it's like hoodies.
Hoodies. They're really cute and
they're
cool.
They're really
ones.
Cute.
And I was like, oh, these two girls look like Hannah. And they ended up being Hannah because I guess it's like multiple Hannahs. She's just doing a photo shoot.
Yeah,
and
so
like,
she was in like
editing different like versions of her like all over the place.
Right. So I think she was in like an Espeon and Umbreon hoodie. Their hoodies are really cute. They're
how
like kind of like
they?
Fluffy. I don't know.
They're
but then
expensive.
They have the ears.
They look
and they
nice.
Have like the funniest one was the Machop one.
That's the best one. The Machop looks so
and
cool.
And then there's a Snorlax one as well. They're really cute, but I'm pretty sure they're expensive because it's like
a couple hundred.
Pokemon.
We'll
yeah.
see. Would you get one? I'll get that Machop because the hoodie looks funny as hell when you
I
put
mean,
them
on. Maybe if they had like a Sylveon one, but yeah. So that's it. I
Dang.
Am done.
There, mic drop. And my voice is done. I recovered as much as I could till we recorded and now it's done in time. So thank you everyone for tuning in. As always, don't forget to like, follow, subscribe, hit that notification bell. Leave us a rating if you're still here and enjoying this because those ratings are always nice as well. And don't forget, you could also hit us up on Permission to Stand Podcast. Where, Haley?
On Instagram at Permission to Stand Podcast. Just send us your DMs there.
Yeah, so you can hit us up there. I really will hopefully try to start posting on YouTube, maybe TikTok again, because TikTok seems like
TikTok
fine again.
I feel like I see all these videos, and like my friends send me videos, and they're always from TikTok.
And you send me videos. Like my other friends always send me TikTok shit too. So I'm like, oh shit, I guess we should start reposting on there. Yeah. We have a lot of stuff that we didn't post that we could post on TikTok. Also, YouTube Shorts. I just wish there was one app or program or software or some website where literally I could just upload it to one place and it puts it to all three, like the big three, YouTube Shorts, TikTok, Instagram. If that exists, you tell me right now. Send us a DM and tell me it exists. Give me the name of the app.
The only one that I know is like Facebook and Instagram, but no one uses Facebook.
Because Facebook owns Instagram. But no one uses Facebook. That's why. Yeah, no one except our freaking moms, aunts, uncles.
Yeah, I know, yeah.
And so that's pretty much it. So thank you for tuning in. Don't forget to... Actually, I already said everything else. Mm-hmm. Stay safe. Take care. And as always,
peace.
New year, same great savings. All in the Kroger app.
Get Kroger Spiral Sliced Ham for 89 cents a pound with your card and an additional $25 purchase limit too. Then get large avocados or mangoes for 99 cents each with your card and a digital coupon. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
At Kroger, an annual Boost membership just got even better. Now you can choose from Disney Plus with ads, Hulu with ads, or ESPN Plus on us when you sign up. Plus, enjoy unlimited free delivery, double fuel points, exclusive offers, and free items. Sign up for a Boost membership today. It's an easier way to save, including new streaming options to relax with while we deliver your groceries. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.